dress it up and make it real for me.
Dessert.
Whatever that fucking mean. Dirty soda and styrofoam. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, niggas gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All this cop shit, my nigga tragic. Only one to live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the victim. I don't make me fuck her even though she average. Dirty money in the cook. 45 by my cook. Young nigga in the cook. Take you out for some joints. Count this money, no rush. I'm on the one way flush.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This is another one. WTG in the host, man. We could get rid of these. Yeah, yeah.
We gotta find a cool way of saying that shit away.
That shit away.
That shit away.
Put that thing away. Put that thing away. Yeah. In the building with my brothers.
Yes.
My brother. I'm a sister. Yeah, we in the host, man. This your boy, the coolest breeze in the West Indies, man. Big Breeze in the host, you know what I'm saying? Also, I get my co-host, my homie. My dog, my real dog.
Big dog.
Big Reno.
Big Reno.
The biggest, okay? The biggest rain.
Oh.
Biggest storm you ever see.
The biggest rain you ever see in your life.
You gonna woof on, you gonna woof? You gonna bark? I'm only woof.
I'm too hungry to do that.
well, you picked the right time. You picked the right time to be hungry, my guy. It's the perfect time to be hungry,
yes,
I must say.
We got the one and only. Big Fellas Grub, Big Chris in the building.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Big Fella Grub.
Thank you so much for being here.
Normal Chris.
Appreciate
you're so
y'all.
Big and tall, too. Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all for having me, for sure.
For sure, dog.
She done inquiring about relatives.
Mind the business that'll pay you, know, Chris.
Oh, God. For those who don't know, big up the show one time for the one time. You know what I mean? Every time we come, Atlanta, this the one. Our contact information will be on the screen. If I want to get with us, you gotta go through her and pass the test.
Yeah, you gotta get through her, man.
So, share out here, and we have more in store.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Big up yourself. Appreciate
yes, sir. You already know it's Island Fine LA in the building. Catch me outside, okay? I am your favorite backyard again. I will be there. Networking, working.
And I just want to publicly say, you know what I mean? Here on my platform, here on our platform. You've been doing a great job. You know what I'm saying? Big up yourself, man. It's love.
Aw, thank you,
for
man.
Sure.
I love you guys.
I appreciate you, you know?
I love you guys. Yes, you already know another episode of With the Grain.
With the fucking grain.
With the mother fucking
grain. This episode is actually sponsored by Big Fella Grub himself.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
Brought to you by Big Fella Grub.
Mm-hmm. So,
you got a slogan?
I definitely come bearing gifts. Yeah, man, a foot above the rest. You know what I'm saying?
This episode is brought to you by Big Fella Grub.
Yes, say.
Let me bust a commercial. This episode is brought to you by Big Fella Grub. Always a foot above the rest.
Above the rest.
Yeah, man. Do your Siri voice. She sounds like Siri.
This episode is sponsored by Big Fella Grub. Big Chris.
Yo,
at the light, turn left. In 100 feet, your destination will be on the left.
This
episode of
is blood clot party.
I hear my boy say he could come through bearing gifts.
Yeah, man, come through bearing gifts. If I look under the table, check me out, man.
Check me out.
Snap.
Check your boy out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't got to open it.
You know I like to eat.
The infamous black page.
You know
Chris
I like
Rockin
to eat.
For the viewers.
What's
let's
in
break
my
it
plate?
Down for the Baco viewers.
Only smell oh, way smelling.
Big show fella grub
lamb chop,
came
two lamb
through.
Chop plates.
Only smell why your boy smelling.
And also a salmon plate. You know, two of our top
this
sellers.
Amazing.
At the food truck, for sure.
Oh my gosh.
For sure. Boy, y'all indulging now, or we?
I mean, we're gonna have a conversation and talk. I know this nigga hungry.
Let's have dinner then. You know what I'm saying? I eat already. So
we eat already. Yeah. Ah, say no more.
I just want to say one thing, dog. Right?
Yes.
I want to shout out the team. I want to shout out with the green for sure. I want to shout out us, me and Chris, because honestly, every single thing we say we want to do when we come to Atlanta, we don't manifest it and it'll happen. Like, literally everything. We say we want to interview Prayer. We say we want to interview Flizzy, Quan. We say we want to do a panel on the girl. And we say we want to bring big fella grab on the pod. And then, we say we want food on the pod, dog.
That's just moving with intention. That's all.
You hear that? Moving
with intention, man.
While I out there, I said I mean intentional. He
being shady is me who say it, no.
You get results when you do that, you know what I'm saying?
You are very intentional, and you guys really been doing a great job. It's really a great thing that you guys are doing for the VI culture, for the community, just, you know, putting everything out there and giving us more entertainment. Yeah, okay, because we need more entertainment options like how the states have, so this is great.
Yeah, man, for sure. And if you guys don't know, is this your first time seeing Big Chris? He's from the Virgin Islands,
second time being on the pod.
This
is the first time. They didn't see it.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes people like, people would be like, hey, let me see what With the Green is about. And they want to start from the latest pod. They don't want to go through all our stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because we do have stuff. We have a little vlog on our page showing us like firsthand getting the plates, you know what I'm saying? So, this is Big Chris. He from the Virgin Islands, moved to Atlanta. So tell us a little bit about that transition.
Actually, born Dominica, West Indies.
Yes, I big up to DA.
Yeah, 767 one time.
Hey, grandma, I love you. Corlin ran away.
Yeah. Born Dominica, when at the age of 10, moved with along with moms and pops, you know what I'm saying, to St. Croix for the first time.
Shout out to Cruz.
Yeah,
St. Croix. Shout out to the Cruz man.
So I feel like I have two homes, you know. Well, three now, because I've been in Atlanta for 10 years now.
Oh, nice.
Going on over 10 years now. So, yeah, I've been in Dominica for 10 years, been in St. Croix for 10 years, and now we're in Atlanta for 10 years.
Yeah, you doing big things, so too, for that's sure.
Three separate decades that, you know what I'm saying? Played an important role in my life.
Where are you going to spend your 40s?
Vegas, Miami.
Hopefully somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Close to, you know, people that love me, you know what I'm saying? The business here in Atlanta, my son, you know what I'm saying?
So, what was that like for you? Like, how did you decide I want to be in Atlanta? Like, how did you figure this was, like, this is your next stop? From being in DA, from being in St. Croix for 10 years, now coming to Atlanta, and you're doing your thing with the food truck. Like, you're doing your thing.
It's been a little journey. Like, we talk about being intentional a little second ago. Like, Atlanta really wasn't intentional, to be honest.
Okay.
About that. Because a lot of times people be like, I want a plan before I move, blah, blah, blah. Like, tell the people them how that happened. Like.
Yeah, to be... well, first of all, I enjoying the food. I mean...
I didn't want to interrupt what you were saying, but the mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? The salmon is salmoning. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Atlanta became, like... the option, like, at the very last minute, you know? Like, I actually played basketball before, you know, the chef life, was at a junior college in Illinois at first, before I transferred over here to Atlanta. Went to Morehouse College, shout out Morehouse College, graduated 2016, my bachelor's. Did not go to school for culinary, did not go to school for cooking at all. My degree actually was sociology. But to touch on why I actually came here to Atlanta, it was more of a basketball thing, you know what I'm saying, to be honest. I had a couple of teammates, I had a couple of friends of mine that ended up making the same decision, and mutually we made the same decision to come here to, you know, to chase a life that we had no idea, you know what I'm saying, what would happen next, you know. But basketball was really the goal. That's what we was really intentional about, you know, just finding somewhere that was a city that was nice, a city that was fun. Mm-hmm. I ain't know nothing about Atlanta before now, you know what I'm saying, or before the time I came. Nothing at all, you know what I'm saying? Then coming here and then getting introduced to Morehouse, how prestigious Morehouse was or is. Mm-hmm. Spelman College, how prestigious
they are. Yeah, those are huge schools.
Like, those are huge schools in the black community, you know? These they call them HBCUs. So, like, it was a whole culture shock. It was a different vibe, different feel, different energy, especially coming from a small hometown like St. Croix.
I got a question for the man, right?
Talk to me.
So, a lot of times when people make transitions from one place to the next, they probably get an aunt. They probably got a cousin. You know what I mean? Yeah. Somebody they could fall back on if things get rough.
Yeah, things get rough, yeah.
So, Big Chris, tell the people, who was that person you had to fall back on?
To be honest.
When you make that transition?
I come Atlanta. Solo
that. Solo that. Yeah,
what really gave me a little like comfort was like initially like I had a full ride to Morehouse. Full ride scholarship.
Yeah. Provided, big up yourself.
They provided housing.
Not everybody to get at, you know what I mean?
So big up housing, yourself. They provided food with the cafeteria, you know. And there were parts of it that made a lot of sense, you know, for me to make the jump, make the leap. But I never really been afraid of the unknown, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's great. Because I remember I moved to California when I was like 19.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Las Vegas. I lived in Washington State. I went back to St. Thomas a few times. Mm. And now I'm here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I was always alone. So like, it'd be different. You'd have to find friends, find things to do. Yeah. Like,
I lived in New York too before Illinois, and I went to Monroe College in New York, and that was a culture shock too. Like, and I was by myself out there too. I just leap of faith, man.
What was your go-to struggle meal? Struggle
meal back in in school, noodles for sure. Ramen. Mm. Ramen was like for go-to. You can't go wrong. Shrimp ramen, chicken ramen.
Love your ramen.
McDonald's. To be honest with you, I never grew up eating noodles. Like in my house, my mother would make us drink cranberry juice and we would just eat like food or whatever. Like my mom, we never had Kool-Aid or we never had noodles. So if I wanted noodles or some Kool-Aid, I would have to go down the street to my friend Brianna's house.
Sounds like you had a good life.
I don't know. Like, you know. It don't taste good to me.
Down the street for the college that I used to go to? In New York, like we had like a McDonald's, like what, 5 minutes from campus. Dollar menu. Back then, man, I had no money. Like, school.
Dollar menu for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Ramping late night. You know. Yeah, cafeteria clothes, man, depending on the cafeteria.
Like when you had them late practice, you got like, wow, calf clothes. What the frick are you gonna eat?
You got a little mac on your
Bring it up, buddy. Leave it there for like 2 minutes for the audience. The clip.
Free promotion. That's why they know he's a real boy.
Watch out.
Help you.
Tell her we got the best manager in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always make sure, like, thank you, Chris.
You thought that one will help you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sick, dog.
I just need to see you fail. Go ahead.
I'll be looking like a gweb. But yeah, man. Okay.
Before I ask, what I'm going to ask?
You going to take our next bite?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to ask the Shoy.
Oh, yeah. So this is the Shoy's first time eating.
Yes.
Yeah, so like a bite on the lamb chop.
I did.
Okay.
It's tender.
Let's start there. Like, our lamb chops, man, like, really seasoned to perfection.
I'm like, it's like, tender. Yeah. Do you guys see this?
Cooked to perfection. First of all. Too. Like, mac and cheese.
I have these delicious one of one. You know lamb what I'm saying? Chops.
Everything we got.
The mashed potato. One. Is so nice and smooth, and they have the real skin in it. Okay, that's how you know you're getting the real deal.
For sure,
they get a skin in it. That's what I like to see.
Made from scratch.
Macaroni, top tier. Okay, and I'm a macaroni fan. I am a macaroni connoisseur. So when I tell you the macaroni good, I tell you instead of macaroni is
for
good.
For sure.
And I love lamb chops. So like, it's hard to. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. You know how hard it is to get that, not gamey taste. Like, really get the lamb chop to taste where it needs
from
to taste.
From any animal.
Like, a lot of people to, like, fall off with that. And you did a really good job at just making it taste perfect. This is nice.
The broccoli is
not soggy. It is tender. It is still crisp. Like, it is good. Like, I like a little crunch in my broccoli. I mean, vegetables are good for you.
I have a question for you, dad. What a man to be so humble knowing your food just godly like this, dad.
Who humble?
This man. How you to be so humble about that? That's why I say, how you to be so humble about it knowing, like...
I don't know.
This is delicious.
My whole life, I've always been, like, people that really know me.
No, he
like,
down to art, for sure.
Like, yeah, Chris... No doubt. Me and Chris grew up together, you know? So, like, Chris know. Like, I've always been down to art, man. Like, humble. Like, I never really had to do too much to, you know, impress or to... Like, I just let my actions speak, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now with the business, like, I let the business, you know what I'm saying, the plates do the talking. mostly, you know what I'm saying?
And they talking. Yeah. They talking loud too.
You nice?
The place is talking, yourself, but not me, because the food is so good, I shut up.
You want to know? Me, boy, if you want to find, you know, get shut. So, that was going to go right into growing up in the Virgin Islands. How did the food culture, like, shape you?
The food culture?
Yeah.
Well, just being West Indian, in general, I would say, like, you know, shout out moms and pops, you know? I come from a household that we ain't really had food from outside. Inside, you check what you're saying?
Yeah.
We had, like, McDonald's, we had no Wendy, we had no restaurant, fancy restaurant food.
Everything.
We hungry, mom's cooking, pop's cooking, or, you know what I'm saying, or you got to cook yourself, you know? Like, that was, like, we take a lot of pleasure in doing that, like, in cooking for everybody, everybody eating good, and, you know what I'm saying, want to sleep right after, or, you know? Yeah. Like, is that's the culture we raised up in, you know? Food is very, very important to us, you know? Mm-hmm. Caribbean people, you check? So that's, I feel like that's, yeah, that's it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Now I feel that, to be honest with you.
I need this place so bad. Like, you can cook so well.
Oh, shit.
God bless you. let this man live long. All the days of his life, let them be good.
This is like my seventh time having Big Fella Grub. This is our
first time.
This is
my second, and I ain't gonna lie.
For sure.
Feel better than first.
Dear Lord, do not put this man on your strong soldier list for 2025. Let him have a gentle, soft life this year. He deserves it.
It's a blessing, man, to, like, this is my, you know what I'm saying? This is what I get pleasure out of. I mean, of course, we work to get paid and all of that, but, like, to really get customer reaction, genuine feedback, and, you know, they happy with what they purchase, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the ultimate gift to me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what inspired you to start a food truck?
Jumping into the food business, to be honest with you, man, I get tired of working for other people, dog.
I feel it.
I reach a point in my life that, like, first and foremost, like, the environment that I was in, like, I have a lot of successful friends that I'm always around. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, you know, and it's so much motivation, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Inspiration, you know what I'm saying? I'm surrounded by that. And then here I am clocking in, clocking out. To these companies, you know what I'm saying, warehouse job. I used to work at the airport. I used to make $13 an hour. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even know that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I used to work for Spirit Airlines. I had another job with American Airlines. I used to be in the bottom of the plane, ramp agent, loading bags in the bottom of the plane. It's real life.
Yeah. I saw a video of someone doing that before, and I was like, damn, it's really your homeboy down there.
Yeah,
doing that.
You're tough for
like, that's a lot of work.
It's a hard.
They need to pay more.
It's a tough job because not only for it's a tough job, but it's I'm very tall. You know what I'm saying?
Picture
a tall dude.
I literally
had to wear like knee pads to get in the bottom of the plane, because I couldn't stand in the bottom of the like.
Money's at 7 foot.
You are 7 foot. Like you're seven tall. Foot.
Tallest chef, you know.
Do you understand how big 7 foot is?
But. Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's like you really sit back. You got a chance to really zoom out, and that's what I did. I zoomed out. I'm working with these guys that are much older than me. You know what I'm saying? Man that could be my father, woman that could be my mother. You know what I'm saying? And I seen the struggles that they complaining about. You know what I'm saying? The financial struggles. They ain't getting a raise yet. They're there for 20 years, or you know what I'm saying? Or they fighting to get a vacation time. And you know what I'm saying? Just wait, having to be patient for 2 weeks, every 2 weeks to wait on a paycheck.
Yeah, bro.
I'm like, why can't I live a more comfortable life? Why can't I have my freedom? You know what I'm saying? And ultimately, why can't I get paid every day?
Yeah.
Eject. Like, that was the goal for me. It's like, how do I get paid every day, dog? You know what I'm saying? Because money making every day, money printing every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Eject. Why gotta wait 2 weeks to get a check? You know what I'm saying? The bills coming in, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every day. So it's like, well, not every day, but you know what I'm saying? Like, more times than we get paid. You know what I'm saying?
The bills coming in.
So
yeah.
I just, wanted freedom, man. So, like, I really had to, like, find my niche, find something that I was good at after basketball, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And try to realize, like, what it is I want for my life, what it is I want for my son, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What legacy I trying to leave behind. And
that's real.
And that zooming out just helped me focus on what I could do, you know what I mean?
Lock in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Here we are, you know what I mean?
or you even went out and got a food truck? Like, what come in your brain to be like, Airy, so I want to get paid every day, let me go get a food truck?
Well, yeah, well, I started out, the process didn't start like that, of course, not. First of all, I left my last job, the warehouse job I had. Decent job, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, decent job, decent money and all. Like, I was making probably like, what, 60, 70 a year. But to them, to that lifestyle, to those type of people, all due respect to them, that was good. That was, you know what I'm saying, $20 an hour, $25 an hour. You hear that? Why? Sign me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like them numbers. But for me, it's like, how do I get more? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why should the next man tell me what I'm worth? You know what I'm saying? That's my perspective the whole time. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you telling me I'm worth $18 an hour, you telling me I'm worth $25 an hour. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what my time is worth. Okay, cool. So now I got to figure out a way to get out of this trap. You know what I'm saying? This cage that we in. You know what I'm saying? But I started out meal prepping. You know what I'm saying? Meal prepping
for who?
One of my partners, close friend of mine.
Okay.
Shout him out one time for the one time.
Maybe.
Javaris, JV, you owner of, what you call it, Prime Express. They just opened up off Northside Drive.
Okay.
Prime Cigar, Prime on Peachtree, The Boiler.
Okay.
In Buckhead, all of these restaurants. That's my boy. He's the owner of and founder of. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the guys that really, like, you know what I'm saying, inspired me, like, with this restaurant stuff too. Okay. Like, with everything that I'm doing, like, it's like, okay, like, he showed me it's so much more possible. You know what I'm saying?
Because
we was together when we had nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On campus together, playing ball together, we had nothing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, cool. He hit me up one time, a couple years back, and was like, yo, if you can meal prep, you know what I'm saying? Because he knew I could cook, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But mind you, I couldn't cook nowhere near what I could cook, but I could do something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Long story short, man, like, he hit me up, woo-dee-woo. I ended up meal prepping for him, like, a couple weeks. And I was like, what? The man liking the food, man keep shopping, he keep coming back. And it went from that day to now. I was like, okay, cool, let me start a sale. Boom, one Saturday, I decided, okay, cool, I'm going to start a plate sale. Put a menu up on Instagram, this, that, and the third. My boy TK, shout out to TK, founder, owner of The Gathering Spot, downtown Atlanta. One of the co-founders of The Gathering Spot. And he saw the post and immediately put it on to his people. Like, yo, my boy, get this shit going on. Big fella grub, I'll buy the first 5 plates for whoever want to, you know what I'm saying, partake. And you know what I'm saying, whoever want to give it a try, I'll buy first 5 plates for them, whoever. Man, send me the money. Man, yo, bless, everything bless. I get these 5 people, I'm going to send you their name, I'm going to send you their addresses. You could drop it after that. I was like, wow, off rip. I had
so you were delivering?
Yeah, I was delivering out the house. But off rip, I had
so you were cooking at home?
At home.
Okay,
in my apartment.
Apartment,
you know,
bro?
The electric stove there?
Yeah. Dog, I love to hear these
That's how it started.
I like to hear the journeys. It started and then,
What's crazy is, dog, is like the recognition just, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I dealt with a lot of hurdles, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, setbacks. Mind you, I left my job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't have security, you know.
That was,
you know,
a big risk, but it's that a good a thing that risk. You
yeah.
took it.
It's like,
you got to bet on yourself.
Yeah, I end up losing a lot, you know, apartments and, you know what I'm saying, having to move around and, you know what I'm saying, like, just things that come apart of the process, you know, of trying to elevate and evolve, you know. And, what you call it, I end up gaining some nice recognition during the COVID time, man, and everything started to, like really just open up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, that's nice. So basically during COVID, you was pretty busy,
During COVID, a lot of restaurants shut down. Yeah. A lot of places was shutting down early, you know what I'm saying? And what you call it, they would depend on, you know, big fella grub, partner with the plates, or whatever you want to call it.
Tall dude with the plates,
you know? Or whatever the kid, because that's what I was. I had a charger back then.
Yeah.
Large charger back then. I had a cooler full up with like 25, 30 plates.
Yeah.
I would get up in the morning and just put it together. And then go out and just start, you know what I'm saying? Just hustling, really hustling, food, really, like, telling people, like, you know what I'm saying, to check me out, woody woo. And, you know what I'm saying, people that were close to me would make a call sometimes, be like, yo, my boy, get some plates, y'all good, y'all trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? They would buy it.
Nice.
That first bite, after that first bite, it's like, okay, cool, like, he know what he doing, like, all right, cool. Every time they hungry, now they hit me.
I would have been buying from you all during COVID, but I wasn't saying that much. But if I want back home,
But I feel like a lot of people really ain't really respect respected or really paid attention or, let's say, take it serious. Take me serious.
Tell me what you feel that way. What you felt that way.
When, I'm telling you, like, it was when, like, I got my first celebrity, like, booking. You know what I'm saying? That way, it was like, okay, cool. Like,
what was?
Oh, this man booking this man?
Yeah.
Oh, this man cook for this man?
Yeah.
Okay. That we see all going on. You see what you're saying? It was that kind of.
I wish it wasn't like that. I wish you didn't have to like link up with a celebrity just for you to see my talent, for you to recognize me.
I just want
to
know who it was.
But it'd be like that, man.
It was Pluto. It was Pluto.
Pluto! Future. March Madness.
Yeah. Yes, I. Shout out to Future.
When I got that call, like, big up IG to Janos.
Big up
Janos. Yeah, he know himself. You know what I'm saying? If you see this part, he done know the place.
Yeah, man, we trying to get you on a call for a while.
Yeah, but like, when I get a call to pull up, like, mind you, like, I'm mature, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fresh in the game. Like, I don't have a food truck.
Yeah.
I don't have a restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't have a name for this fuck. I would like, I don't know if I could cuss on this.
Yeah. No, you could cuss on this.
My boy.
Yeah, I don't have a name yet in this game, you know what I'm saying? And for me to even be on that type of radar at that time, that point in time, you check, it's like, wow. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, cool, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? And like, I wasn't no star. Mind you, this is my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? But one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I like Future.
You know what I'm saying? Picture how crazy that is. Like, you got called last minute at that, you know what I'm saying? The initial call. And then, long story short, I end up cooking for him like 5-6 other times after that. You know what I'm saying?
Love to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. But that really took me over the hump, you know? Like, it really changed the direction of what I was doing. Like, I went from being quiet to nobody really knowing what going on to, oh, you hear Chris cook for Future or
it's also some motivation up, you know, too, like, for you to kind of believe in yourself, like, okay, I'm starting out, I'm doing all of this. I don't even know when I would have a celebrity client. The fact that you got one is like that put a battery in your back too. Like, okay, we making like, some progress.
I could relate to that. It's kind of like if somebody hates on you, it's like, bro, at the end of the day, dog, Future fuck with me. So it's like, at the end of the day, like, I know my shit good.
I mean, it's just the culture that we in. It's like, people don't really respect you or, you know what I'm saying, or try and really tap in with you sometimes unless they see somebody else, you know what I'm saying, doing it. You know what I'm saying? Or you work with so-and-so. Or you get so and so on your podcast. Now they're gonna start respecting your podcast. You
know
Like you got, you know what I'm saying? You got a big name, pull up, whatever. Like,
no, they're gonna be okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Chris
know what he's doing. No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, this the whole, you've been doing this the whole time.
Yeah,
dog. With nobody's.
Right.
With nobody, with a quote unquote nobody.
With a quote unquote,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just the culture that we in, the world that we in. Like, people really like wait to respect you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, yeah, then, I gonna fuck with you, but like, when you like, make it, I gonna fuck with you.
It's like, is the love real? But then again, we don't really pay attention to that.
That's why it's always,
we just focus on what we doing.
That's why, you know what I mean? Shout out to the fams one time for the one time people have been rocking with us from day one. We were talking to Chris outside about that. One thing that Chris love about with the grain is how organic ways. We don't go, we don't buy no legs, we don't buy no bots, none of them fuck.
Like, none of that.
We starting from the bottom up.
Organic.
You know what I mean? So it's like, everybody that with us, that's why you got a strong following too, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this man with we from day one, and look where we at now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah.
Man. I want to show Dora Redman one time for the one time too, because he said some.
Oh no, say
it right. Guy said read my name, it just went down like that.
Yeah. Redman. He said shut up, Redman. All you hear is a thunder.
Boom.
My nigga,
okay,
your
name brings back Redman.
But the boogeyman, but for real, big up Redman, because he said like,
without being said, let me take our next bite at this match.
Come on, man.
Because what he said was, we want everybody to rock with me. It don't matter if you come now.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter if you come later. Once you come, you check. Like, so like you saying, you know, like,
once you what?
Once you
show up, you show up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like what's important is really just focusing on your craft, man.
Exactly.
Like,
you can't really
pay attention. You can't really get what needs to be done and pay attention to the noise.
Yeah.
You check, like, you can't do that.
That's true.
It's gonna throw you off balance. It's gonna, well, I see a quote that if you live for the applause, you're gonna die by the booze. That's real. You check, like, you can't depend on that. Like, you can't live for that. You can't wake up every day wanting that. You check, Because yeah. like, everybody ain't going to mess with you. Everybody ain't going to support you. Everybody ain't going to like you.
You're doing it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, you got to focus on your craft. Whatever it is
you got to do it for you.
You got to enjoy it.
You know what I'm saying? Your goals, your ambition, your mission. You got to lock in on that. Once you lock in, I mean, everything else will come along, man.
So I can ask my question, or you got next question for them? That was a good...
That was great.
That was a good... You bring it back.
Nah, like, if I didn't ask that, I wouldn't have no all of this.
Man. Yeah, like, for sure. That was good. So now we talk about how you start, how you get to where you get. But what's, now that you're here, what's some of the hurdles, the challenges that you go through in this industry?
When you can't say traffic.
Some of the
traffic. Nah, for sure.
Traffic in
If you got a spot, you got to worry about it.
Man, to be honest with you, man, like, there's something going on every day, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? As an entrepreneur, as, you know, in any business owner would tell you this. It's like, no matter what line of business that you're in, you have to be ready for the unexpected every day. You know, like, you could think everything gravy. You could just spend $5,000 yesterday to fix something. Today, something that's going to crash for $15,000. Example, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just how this game's set up, but... For me, right now, it's really just getting over mental obstacles, you know? Like, having a lot on your plate and, you know, being alone and on the journey or just trying to figure out, make sure you're staying sharp and make sure you're making the correct decisions. Because, man, you know, mentee or mentor or person or co-owner with me or, like, nobody really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, there's people I confide in. There's people I take advice from. There's people that I can reach out to, you know, for sure. Shout out to my folks. They know themselves. But it's like, at the end of the day, it boils down to what I'm trying to do, you know, what the vision that I have, you know, trying to make sure that I forever stay sharp, you know, can't limit mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes for sure, but try to limit them, you know, try to overcome whatever I overcome, learn from the mistakes from the past, you know, and just try to evolve because I'm not only a businessman, I'm a father too, you know.
Yeah.
I got an 8-year-old boy. Not only that, I have my personal life too.
You know? You're a person. Exactly. You got your own life.
And everybody depends on you, like, to be there. You know, everybody, the trailer, the truck, the business has to be open at a, you know what I'm saying, a certain time. They need it, you know what I'm saying? Supply, demand, you know? So it's owning up to that responsibility as a man, as a business owner. It's owning up to that responsibility that the people, like, they depend on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't let them down. I can't let my people them down. You know, my last name, Fontaine, you know? I can't let moms and pops, you know? See, like, all the sacrifices they made to...
I'm sure they're proud of you.
You know, us, everybody get more than father. All the sacrifices that they made to help us grow and be better persons and people or whatever, like, we have to give that back to them, you know? Like, in that form and that way, like, show them, okay, we're going to make our proud. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck with
that. Yeah. That's the whole goal, man, at the end of the day, man. It's to be something. Make something of yourself.
That's good. Well, I know they're so proud of you.
For sure.
They got to be. Man's a legend. I'm so proud.
I know I'm proud of you.
I'm proud.
You know what I mean? Like, I know the man, all you talking and thinking back to, like, we were younger, man, he had no mustache, no beard, you know what I mean?
It's a transition for me, too. Like, I ain't always been an entrepreneur. I'll be completely honest. I ain't always been, I used to sell little stuff in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I would sell little sandwiches, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would sell little snacks or whatever, maybe a little extra couple of dollars, but I don't really know no business-minded individual prior to this business venture I'm on now, you know what I'm saying? So all of that, that's a process. You know, in that itself, like, it's a process to transition from going, being a basketball player, playing in college, or a student athlete, to now beginning a regular job, 9-to-5, to now, boom, entrepreneur, owner, know your business doing good and to maintain that, to keep, you know what I'm saying, staying sharp. And it's just a lot of, you know what I'm saying, moving components, man, that you have to really stay on top of, man.
Speaking about a brand.
Talking.
So give us some tips for building a recognizable food brand.
A recognizable food brand.
Shit, that's a dope ass name to start off. Big fella.
That name actually, let me ask you a question first. Tips, I would say, man, like, first and foremost, you have to have, like, a product that you think, like, that you know that people mess with, you know? Like, your food. Like, if you're selling food, the first thing you have to make sure is the food is good, right? You know what I'm saying? Make sure, like, I think paying attention to culture is good, too. Like, trends, understanding, like, these things change, you know? Like, mm-hmm. especially, like, the culture here in Atlanta, for example. Like, right now, there's a certain thing that's trending right now. For example, like, brunch on Sundays. And brunch is a big thing right now in the area or whatever. Like,
I love a brunch.
Chicken and waffles, lobster tail, and all the other stuff, whatever. Or, you know, lamb chops, salmon, like, stuff that y'all eating right now.
Yeah.
It's paying attention to what works.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And can you do the same, or can you do the same different and make it as impactful? You see what I'm saying? Like, can you have a plate, or can you have a food or menu item or menu that runs through people's minds? Like, you know what I'm saying? They get a taste of it and they can't stop getting enough of it. You see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna definitely be thinking about my plate.
Yeah, it's like that's the whole thing about it. It's like it's not really a blueprint. It's just you just gotta put the work in. You believe in something, you got a food business, you starting a food business tomorrow. You believe in that, you're going to put the work in every day. But you have to understand the sacrifices that come with being in the food industry.
Yeah.
You're talking about losing a lot of time, a lot of your family time, a lot of your, you know what I'm saying, your personal, you know what I'm saying, time or whatever. Because it just requires that much time, you know. Like, for instance, we've been running all week.
Yeah.
You know, all week. We get done, you get a little day off. You got to handle some other business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you get another day off, or you might got to go shopping, go prepping, go do this, whatever. You got to clean, or you got something that's malfunctioning. You might have a mechanic come pull up to get something. Like, it's just a lot of stuff you got to deal with.
That's true.
So you got to want it first, and then really go hard for it. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's anything, though. Anything, like, not just food, but it works when you put the work in. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask, you know, you're giving all this good advice for anybody that want to open up a food business or thinking about getting into the food industry. Mm-hmm. You, like, believe that they should definitely move to Atlanta to do it? Like, that's the best way to do it? What do you think?
I would say you really could be successful, like, anywhere with what you're doing. I mean, really, it depends. It depends on what you're doing. But with food, let's stick to food.
Yeah.
With food, If you want to start a food business, and you, wherever you at, in the A, VIA, wherever, like I said, pay attention to the culture. You know what I'm saying? See what people feeding into. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like hustling any other thing else. You're like, what people like. If they like, if they're liking soul food, if they're liking Asian food, if they're liking Caribbean food, if they like it, you know what I'm saying, Italian food, like, it's feed into what the culture is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel with that, you'll be successful. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to be different, it's rolling the dice. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
is that risk?
You know, it could work out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'll just say, feed into the culture, feed into the trend, understand the culture, understand the trends. And I feel like that will help your direction a little bit more, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, and you can see, like, for example, back home.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I couldn't run Big Fella Grub the way I'm running it right now back home.
Shit, tell us how you
Why is that?
You know what? And because, well, couple components.
Yeah, like, talk it.
The economy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the economy is one. Really extremely hard.
The economy.
To put things into perspective, a case of lamb chops here in Atlanta in the U.S. Is what? Range between $320, $340, right? $340. Back home is $750,
$800. You're right. Everything is more expensive. You're right.
Off top.
That's more than
you cutting into your profit.
But that's how much it is all the time.
You cutting into your profit majorly. You have an overhead, like, ridiculous overhead off top. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
We ain't still talking about the summons. We ain't still talking about light bill, water bill, all the other stuff from back home that you got to deal with.
You're just talking about the struggles that we...
I'm just coming from living in St. Thomas, you know, and everything is expensive, so high.
So a little advice, a little tip.
That's true.
Like, if I'm a chef back home, or if I wanted to start a business, like my food truck back home, I would probably go a different route. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd probably introduce maybe a different way of Caribbean food or a different style of Caribbean food, you know? But listen to what I just said, the Caribbean food, because that's the culture back home, you know? Probably bring something down there that they want.
Yeah.
You know? Like, see what people lack down there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have this and that and that, like, whatever. You could fill that gap. You know what I'm saying? And bring something different. But, yeah, it's understanding, man. Understanding your demographic. Understanding the culture.
Okay, makes
understanding
sense.
Understanding the trends. You know? These are the three components, like, I pay attention to. You know? Like, you have to, because that's going to dictate your success. That's going to dictate your direction. You check?
You ever think about, like, it's a freestyle question. Mm. When you come up with a menu, you don't ever be thinking, like, I could add this to a menu, man. Let me add some lobster. Or like, let me, I see you had some soup on the AG or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, my stuff soup on the menu, you know. But, like, how you come up with it? You just be, like, in your bed, like,
but
I feel like making soup to that, man.
I tell you, that's the beauty.
All this talk about food game, you hungry?
that's the beauty of this career, you know? That's the beauty of this industry. It's like, you have, unless you just like a direct, like a wing spot or a burger spot or whatever, like, once you have, like me, I have a extended menu, you know, it's crumbled, but it's extended in the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have the opportunity to change or, you know, like, just adapt, you know, adapt to the changes of the culture, of the demographic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to... I can if I wanted to, but I don't have to sell lamb chops and salmon for the rest of my business career or for the rest of the restaurant career or whatever the case may be.
Hold on, no.
You know?
Don't stop.
Yeah, like, it's just an example. Yeah, it's like, okay, this is the menu, you know. But you never know. I'm 2 months, 3 months, summertime approaching, springtime approaching. Like, springtime is here. It's like, I might introduce a new spring item, a new, you know, a run special. And that's the beauty of what we do. You know, other chefs, you know, big up other chefs, big up other food trucks, big up other restaurants. But it's like, that's the beauty of what we do. We have the ability to adapt. You know what I'm saying? We have the ability to grow constantly. You know what I'm saying? We're not really stuck. We're not trying to get boring. You're not trying to, you know what I'm saying? You just adapt, you know, as you go.
Okay, speaking of adapting, right?
Yeah.
So, you're in the A. And these little 3 days that we've been here, like, we realize, like, shifting weather. So.
Man.
Wow.
That's the worst.
So, like we said, the weather keep you out of business for the day. What do you do? Like, what route do you take?
We've had many of those days, to be honest. Especially in my earlier days with the business. I've been in business for like 5-6 years too. Going on year six.
Word.
Going on year two with the new food truck that we just got.
Big up.
Yeah, but the weather, like, it's a major component, man. It's steady stopping or impeding what we got going on, you know? But sometimes it helps too, you check? But it just goes to having patience, you know? It falls back on just being patient with the ups and downs of this game. Being patient with the ups and downs with this industry, you know what I'm saying? Not letting it crumble you, man. It's months that we're not making what we're supposed to make.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's months where the overhead higher than the income, you know what I'm saying? And we bail out.
Tell the people what's our overhead and what's our income for those who don't know. Yeah, break it down, you know what I mean? Like, educational moment for the peeps.
For the people that don't know, I mean, you overhead is really just expenses, you know? What it takes to run the business, you know? What all you need, the supplies, the food, the inventory, rent, you got to pay rent, you got to pay this, pay that, whatever the case. That's all including your overhead, you know what I'm saying? Overhead, your employees.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All of that has, you know what I'm saying? And then you have your income, where the money that's coming in, the business makes money. You always want to make sure that the profit margin is there. It makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
That's the key for a successful business. The profit margin ain't there, ain't where it's supposed to be. Then, your business is going to fail. Your business is not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're going to be in the red. You're going to be in a deficit. You're going to be running from backwards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So, man. It's a perfect time. You know what I mean? Like, we appreciate the knowledge, all the information.
You think to pass on games?
Ain't to go crazy.
Ain't to go crazy and things. Shot or pass? Airy. First question for shot or pass? No.
Shot in.
Food break. Let's
joke. Hey, so we about to play.
Would you rather?
Who you rather?
Segment was sponsored by.
Oh, for sure. So this, hey, you don't know the whole episode sponsored by Big Fella Grub.
Yeah.
So you know this segment obviously sponsored by Big Fella Grub, but also this segment is also sponsored by one of our sponsors, clothing brand sponsors, Real Rugged Youth. You know what I mean? Like, as you can see here, you know what I mean? We got one manager, LA Fane, with a varsity jacket. You know what I mean? Look at that. Virgin Island. You know what I'm saying? I get on the hat. You know what I mean? So,
it's in our care package.
It's in our care package. If I want to see what else they have, we did a box open reaction video to it. So check out the YouTube page one time for the one time. Check out the IG as well if you want to see more for Real Rugged. So without further ado, without further ado, who you rather? Food Edition. Boom. You rather?
Yeah. Let me do it.
Would you rather cook for Jay-Z or Rihanna?
That's a hard question.
Boy, both of them booking for the same day. They what? Which one? Which one are you going to? One over there, the next one over here. Yeah? I gotta choose one.
Can't go wrong. What?
I definitely would choose Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, why?
I would say Jay-Z. I mean, just to have the opportunity to, you know, have that added to, first of all, to have that added to the list, you know, of celebrities that I've done. And then second of all, just the wisdom, you know, you never know, a conversation could change things, you know what I'm saying, for anybody's life.
Yeah.
One conversation could change a lot, you know, so I would say Jay-Z, yeah.
Okay.
Well, just to have the opportunity to, you know what I'm saying?
Meet them personally. Riri would be a good addition to the roster too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're both are good looking.
Huh?
They both are good looking.
That's why you say a really tough question.
I would go with Hov for sure.
Go with Hov. Say no more. Ari, so we going to stay in that segment for one more question, right? Who you rather have as a food critic to you know, critique your food? Gordon Ramsay or Anthony Bourdain?
I ain't gonna lie,
I want to meet, like, it's one of my dreams. Like, I don't know, yeah, one of my things that I want to make happen for sure on the list is to meet this man, Gordon.
Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
I love him.
This man, he shows for real.
He's not, I'm by no means on this man, like, you know what I'm saying? He's on a whole nother level.
Yeah, goated, man.
He probably like one of the chefs of all chefs, you know what I'm saying? Hats off to him for sure.
Yeah.
But I definitely would love to get around somebody like that, you know, to learn from them.
Yeah.
I love learning, dog. Like, yeah, I love learning, dog. I love being around people that can help me be more. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
So people like that, people like Hov, like those type of people, those type of environments, like, of course, you know, no much wisdom he could probably pass on. Gordon Ramsay could probably pass on. Like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why not? For sure.
Avery, so that's dope. Now we're going to change it up now. Instead of who you rather, what you rather know. Chef Edition.
Who you peeping?
Okay, so, Chris.
Yo, yo.
Would you rather give up seasoning or grilling?
Ooh, you can't use a grill no more. You can't use a seasoning no more.
It's like I could grill the food, but it ain't going to be seasoned, so it's going to be plain. Or I could season it, but I got to do everything else except for grill it.
No, gotta bring the torch.
He this question at all.
Can't be eating no bland food.
I mean, no seasoning is tough.
If anything, I don't mind training it on a skillet, but we have to have seasoning.
You have to have seasoning. I can't disagree. You gotta have seasoning.
At least have salt and pepper.
At least have salt and pepper.
You mean no seasoning, dog? At least the salt and pepper, man.
At least.
So, would you rather have a food truck in New York or Miami? Because both places love food.
That's tough.
Both places love food.
One have hurricanes, one have the winter. So, I don't know. That's tough, dog.
I would say, yeah, that's a major component, too.
Yeah, that's tough.
But it's really like one thing the weather, like,
food truck,
yeah.
That's one of the struggles we deal with, too, for real. Like, yeah.
The weather.
Really at the mercy of the weather.
The weather.
And the weather does impact the flow of the business. But we're not, like, you know, we're not, like, an establishment, like a building. Where you could come in and not get wet.
Trouble bigger.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people stay away from food trucks when it's cold, when it's raining. You know what I'm saying? But I would choose Miami or New York.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie, right?
Where is Big Fella Grub going? Miami or New York?
I ain't gonna lie, Miami. I would probably roll my dice in Miami before New York.
Yeah.
I'd roll my dice in Miami for sure.
Why?
I mean, first and foremost, I mean, I Caribbean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
close to the water.
True.
I close to the culture, you know?
Big Caribbean culture.
Caribbean culture.
Yeah, Caribbeans and
that's
New
something
York
I
bad.
Can mention right away, you know?
Yeah, facts.
New York, you have to, they probably have different protocols, they probably have different
And they got a lot of food like, truck, a lot of hot dog stand.
I was just going to say, it's one thing a New York person going to do is eat a little food on the side of the street, you know?
Yeah. You probably got jokes to all kind of
That's the kind of vibe of New York. Yeah, like, they love a food truck.
But for the weather especially, like, Miami.
I take the hurricanes over the cold.
I would take Miami.
I feel like it's worth it to Miami.
I would never want to live in New York unless it was a purpose for real.
Yeah, New York, you want to have a... You got to have an establishment. Like a
Yeah, it got to be for something.
I wouldn't go food truck in New York, though.
Just to be in the cold.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't go
food truck. I figure there's too much people. I mean, business probably would not be bad, but I feel like...
One of the things I really wanted to try to do, and the fans could probably hear it now... Like, yeah, trying to put together, like, a little tour, man. Like, probably a couple cities.
Road trip.
A little road trip with the truck. You know, like Big Fella Grub in South Carolina, Big Fella Grub in LA.
Hire a camera crew for that. You know what I'm saying? For that journey, document that.
Yeah. Like, probably like a month journey or something like that. Like,
hell yeah.
Just for the fun of it, you know? Spread more awareness, you know?
I ain't gonna lie. That's something dope. I was just thinking about it driving, like, wow.
It's a trend, but it's worth it.
Cause you're gonna get your name on the map in different places.
Exactly. And then be creative with it too. Like, we're not just driving out there. We're gonna have, like you said, filming crew. We're gonna be promoting on Instagram. Like, that's something I really like to put together.
I believe you could do it, and I think you will. And it's gonna be amazing once you finally get around to it. That's gonna be nice.
For sure.
I can ask the last question, or
you go ask the last question.
Sure, that's cool.
You don't eat dinner. You get me, and let's show you walk in so you can stuff your mouth. You think you smart? You want to ask the question?
You see how they do the girls?
No, he good. No, he want to jump back in.
The camera see me have a big piece of macaroni. That's killing. Like,
the cheese still on the
pan. Man, that macaroni so good.
And I dive in deep.
I'm still hungry.
And I love how I'm able to connect with different people with food.
Dog, you know, I just watched you like ignore like, you, you know, dog. Like, this man is a cook for you.
A lot of people don't know me personally, but they know my food very well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, like, how something so simple to me, because I'm so used to doing it, like, could bring that connection. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the most, like, valuable things to me with this thing. They just being able to connect with people like that, man.
That's what I like about a podcast. I like connecting with people when they listen and be like, yeah, my son, I resonate. I relate, you know what I mean? Like, that made me feel really good, you know?
It's me knowing that it's so hard to get lamb chops, knowing that I'm going to get lamb chops all the time. Oh, you bugging.
Wait, before we even get to the next question, I'm so sorry, you could run it back. How much is for a plate of this?
Okay, so all lamb chops, that one of our higher end items, they start off at like 35, can go all the way up to 42. Yeah.
$35 for lamb? You said that's pricey?
No, I'm saying it's a little pricey on the menu. Compared to everything else, it's like...
You like that price?
No, it ain't about...
I still love it.
In the DMV, I'm going to be there.
Getting my plate.
Lamb chop, like, you go to a restaurant, it's going to cost you a little more. I mean, that plate right there, y'all, that specific plate that y'all got, like, y'all got extra size.
Yeah, this is like a lot.
This is not a regular price.
It's a heavy plate.
It's not like a regular price.
Yeah, heavy plate.
But it definitely costs more. Yeah.
I will be there. Getting my plates with an S.
We located on Bishop Street. Don't forget, 451 Bishop Street, Northwest, ATL. Right there in West Midtown. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Find a handle on IG. Big Fella Grub, BIGFELAGRUB. We committed to excellence. You dig?
The man get Mystic. The man get Mystic on deck. If you like Mystic,
Tropical Rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Can't go wrong, man. Food bless.
And it's affordable. I pull up for sure. It's crazy. So the last question that we have on this segment, for sure, this is a crazy question. Would you rather cook only plant-based meals
for a year?
For a year?
That's important.
Or only seafood?
For a year.
Well, I'm going to tell you, half rip. I have seafood lover, so...
That's easy.
So you just gain shrimp.
Big up the plant-based people, but seafood is my go-to, man. Yeah. I love seafood.
I mean, I could tell.
Can't go wrong, man. Fish or sea crab, lobster tail.
Like, I got an only order something like that.
Yeah, you don't. You never order nothing else. Straight salmon. From Coast to ATL. You check?
It's like, my daughter.
Man, that's salmon, man.
Salmon, man, for sure. I never, man, so know what a lamb chop tastes
like. I had to sneak a chicken in my plate. So I can
yeah, remember
chicken.
That? Head?
Yeah, I tried a chicken last time.
Wait, that's a chicken?
That's a chicken? It's crazy. You didn't even know what it looked like.
It's okay, go
sometimes you check the man presbyterian. That's the thing, like the man only eats seafood.
Yeah, you say, man.
Because man don't order nothing else. You know what I'm saying? But...
I guess something in Atlanta where I think I see this in like Maryland one time. I guess something where I don't have like a big fair day where like all the food trucks pull up and it's like a big.
Yeah, they got different like festivals, especially like this summer actually. I haven't engaged in any of them. I haven't been to any one yet. Like since I got my new truck, like that's one of the goals for this year to try to hop in at least one of them this summer. See if we can get in and do our thing for sure. But yeah, they be having a lot of them, bro, different events out here in the A, Piedmont Park, and different locations, you know?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, I can't wait for you to get in there.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, we just could focus on building, man, growing, you know? That's it. That's all. Till we get to where we going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this thing is only a matter of time before people really, you know, like, catch on to what we doing. But day by day, brick by brick, we on the road.
Yeah, yeah. Brick, they gonna catch on. Cause she gonna tell everybody.
Sure. Oh,
she
baby.
She gonna tell everybody.
Every man, so what you think is like the future for like food vans in the industry, like food trucks? Like they have its own industry, right? The food truck industry.
Yeah, for sure.
They're like to be honest with you, food truck industry is really large. Like it's really big. It's like a big thing. Like a lot of people like. Don't realize, or some people don't even know, like, you can really be successful with a food truck, you know, if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
You don't even necessarily need a restaurant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For one, you got a lower overhead with a food truck, you know what I'm saying, versus a restaurant.
It's not
more
so much
staff,
expenses.
More employees or whatever. But due to, like, evolution, due to you wanting more, sometimes it might be better to, you know, like, you want to get your business bigger. Yeah, of course, it'd be wise to get a restaurant. But some people are comfortable making six figures or seven figures with a food truck. You see what I'm saying? Sticking to a food truck. You see what I'm saying? But it's all preference, man. Like, I don't see food trucks going nowhere. Like, mobile food units, like, that's going to always be a thing. Like, it's going to always, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And whether it's a partner with a barbecue grill in the back of his truck driving around, you know what I'm saying? That they're smoking, you know what I mean? Or a real nice food truck, like what we get, or whatever, like, It's our preference, man. What you could afford to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't afford to have the big glamorous stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like when I started, I couldn't afford what I have now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted what I have now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That truck is $70,000. You know what I'm saying? So just think about that. Imagine you fresh, your feet in the game, and you don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
You don't have where you gotta use what you have.
Yeah.
You gotta start where you're there.
Yeah,
you
know facts.
And that's exactly what I did. I started by there.
So you would,
Where I was.
Yeah, facts. So you would quicker buy a second food truck or a restaurant? Like we said, like you get blessed with like a grant. You know what I mean? Or you just, you buck up on a big lick, like somebody just invests in you. Like, here, man, boy, your business doing good. Do you want with
going
it?
Going restaurant.
Going restaurant?
Yeah, that's the goal. Okay. We going restaurant. Like restaurant, that's gonna be like, that's gonna be big.
Yeah,
that's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be huge. Like for me,
I'm gonna pull off podcast studio in the butt.
Like I never really got like a finish line, to be honest with you, bro. Like, cause I always be wanting more, like to try to do more, or whatever. Like I could even when I was doing cooking for celebrities, whatever. Like people like whoa, they so shocked, they so amazed. I'm like, what's next? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just bought this truck. A lot of people be comfortable with this truck I got right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we good. We got a nice, fancy food truck. Blah, blah, blah. They be, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Complacent right now, you know? But me, I'm like, when we going to get to the restaurant? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm mind on, okay, what I got to line up to?
Looking ahead. You're doing a lot.
Every move I make today, every move I make day to day is towards that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You check what you're saying? Because that's the goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, to get this brand from nothing to something to where it's at now, like, I mean, why not? You know what I'm saying? Take it to the max.
Yeah.
You check? And that's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of time.
I'm excited for you. Yeah. The journey is going to be even more beautiful the longer you keep going.
No, for sure. And I love the journey, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't get better than this, bro. A lot of people think, like, you need $1 million, you need $10 million to be happy, or you need a car, the mansion, or the blog. This is what we're doing every day.
You just need to be doing what you love.
Like, I get to work for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't treat my business as a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't treat it like my, like, yeah, it's my business. Yeah, I'm owner, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's a responsibility. It's an obligation. You know what I'm saying? And it's something I don't take for granted. You check what you're saying?
Yeah,
so, like, I put my best foot forward. I actually try to clock in. Like, when if I'm late for my own fault, I don't feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Late start, I got to rush. Or, because, you know, things happen sometimes. But I treat it as a job. You know what I'm saying? Overall, I treat it as a job. Cause that's what it is. It is a job.
Definitely a
responsibility,
job.
Responsibility, you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
Okay, so, I ain't the only one with me, I'm not sure. You ain't the only one with some local march, right? You guys are march yourself. You guys, sure, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk about the march. I get it, right, though. You know, we so got you talking.
BFG, big fella, bro.
BFG, okay.
Yeah, man.
Big fucking gun here. Oh, okay, okay.
Our slogan is a foot above the rest.
Yeah, man. A foot above the rest is crazy because you really are.
Yeah. I ain't going to say tall. You going to be like
the tallest chef you ever know.
The tallest chef ever.
Yeah, a foot on top of your neck, you know what I mean?
Oh, gosh. A foot on your back.
I don't know another. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, man. We big.
When you get to the restaurant level, you think you going to evolve the name into something else, or you going to keep it BFG?
Nah, man. We have to keep it over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a great name.
Yeah, this is what it's been. So. Why change it then? You know?
Yeah.
And it resonates with you because you're a big fella and exactly, it's your grub.
It's my way of being unique. You know what I'm saying?
So you get hoodies and pants?
Yeah, what pants for right now.
For right now, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're going to get different colors
as
and stuff?
As we get to go, yeah.
Yeah, shit. We got to get some for sure. We need a hoodie.
Raise some more awareness,
you know? And our pants, hell yeah, shit.
That's it. That's we're doing the thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the man for pulling up again, you know what I mean?
Like, nah, man, for
thank
sure,
you
man.
So much.
With the grin. Appreciate big y'all, for sure.
Amazing collab. You don't know where to find we, man. We out.
Boom.